What's up, Survivor fans? Welcome to Wednesday Night with us. A Survivor first with a split of a merged tribe, two double eliminations, two double immunity winners. We're here to talk about it in this intense episode of Survivor, episode 10. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, Survivor fans? We are back on this amazing Wednesday night to recap our favorite show, Survivor, obviously. We have a familiar face back after a little bit of a hiatus.
I know. Oh my gosh, I missed you guys. And funny, I did a little role reversal with Paige tonight.
I see that. Go ahead and introduce yourself, James.
Hi guys, it's me, James Wallington. Happy to be back.
You guys, I am Timothy Michael. Unfortunately, like James said, he's doing a little bit of a role reversal. Paige Bonanno is out tonight. We do miss her, just like we miss you for the last 2 weeks, but hopefully she will be back next week.
Which is funny because I'm not going to be here next week.
I know. It's like you guys just keep switching off, which is sad. Like, hopefully for the finale we will have our full panel.
Yes. It's already in my planner.
So I want to talk to you since you've been gone for the last 2 weeks. I don't want to go too far back because I do want to focus on this episode, but what were some of your thoughts on the last episode with Desiree going home? Because it was a pretty intense episode.
I mean, going back 2 weeks, the only thing I'll say is I'm sad Libby's gone because that's someone from my fantasy team, and I was actually kind of excited to see where she could go. Mm-hmm. As far as last week's episode, you know, I really enjoyed how feisty Desiree was, mm-hmm. but she really dug herself her own grave.
Yes.
So she really has no one to blame but herself. Okay. And I thought that Laurel really navigated that situation. Mm-hmm. And really benefited from it. And that's why I continue to feel like Laurel's the front runner right now in the competition.
Yeah, and I'm always jealous that she's on your fantasy draft as well. You might have lost Libby.
And I didn't pick her at first. Like, she wasn't one of my first people chosen.
I know, which is crazy because she's really making a name for herself in this game, especially after this episode as well. So let's dive into this episode. Everybody in the chat, make sure you're commenting. We want to hear your thoughts.
Yes, I am watching the chat.
Yes, so James is on the chat. He's not ignoring me by looking at his phone. He's not. He's looking at your chat, guys. We actually just pick up right where we left off with Desiree going home and the tribe back at camp and Dominic just like professing his love for Laurel and just being so grateful because she kind of saved his butt in this episode. Not directly, but I feel like because she stayed with her alliance, it wasn't a domino effect that could have occurred where Wendell would have went home. And Dom recognized that.
100%.
What were your thoughts?
No, I agree. I think that Dominic should feel grateful for the relationship he has with Laurel. Yeah. And that's another reason why I think Laurel could absolutely win this game. And it's exciting because she's really doing such a great job at remaining neutral.
Yes.
But still finding which way to go, wherever the power is. And a lot of that has to do with Dominic and Wendell.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun to watch.
Well, it's funny because Laurel now says that she is with Dom, Wendell, and Kellen 100%, which if we saw by this episode is not necessarily the case. Obviously, she didn't think what would happen was going to happen when she made that statement in the beginning of the episode.
Right.
But my question is, will they be loyal to her?
I think yes.
I think no, based on the end of the episode.
No, I really feel like they will be loyal to
her. Well, Wendell and Dom, yes. But Kellen has always had this reservation with Laurel, and I don't know where that comes from.
I mean, based on tonight's episode, I have a very strong feeling Kellen could be next to go.
You think so?
Yeah.
I hope not. I mean, she, once again, the women in this season have really made names for themselves and have become contenders, if you will, against these like alpha males, like I said last episode with Wendell and Dom. And just speaking of Wendell really quick, he says that people know that him and Dom are aligned, but he doesn't. But people don't know that Laurel and Donathan are also with them. And I think that makes them really dangerous.
Yeah.
Because nobody, like, you don't know who's working for who.
100%.
But at the same time, I think that's smart because you have ears, like, all over the tribe. You know what I mean? I don't know. I want to talk about Dom and saying is if he's there to win, he would go against Wendell. What were your thoughts on this? Because we all know that once you're in an alliance, at some point, you're going to have to go against each other.
I feel like hindsight is 20/20. Mm-hmm. I think that he genuinely feels he would, but I don't think he's going to.
You don't think so?
No. They're too ride or die at this point, and everyone knows it. That I feel like if Dominic strayed away from Wendell, it could be seen as dishonest. And like, Dominic has had a huge target on his back the first few episodes, and now he's kind of taken a back seat.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of that is because Wendell stepped in to really stay loyal to him. Yes. So I think Dominic talks a big game, but I also just don't think he would turn on Wendell.
And something fun about Dominic in this episode was that Dominic's always been very smart. And what I loved about this episode was that he realized that Michael had played an idol. So obviously there's something back in play in the game. And he goes to look for it, which he comes across the fake idol from Millennials versus Gen X, David's fake idol, who fooled Jay in season 33. And he found it in the coconut in the same way that David found it. And then he plants it. Do we think that that coconut is going to come into play later on?
I hope not.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it has to, because why would they spend time looking at him plant it? You know what I mean?
No, you're right. You're right. I've already been vocal the last few episodes about all these fake and real. There's just too many things going on. There's too many layers. I almost feel like even Ghost Island at this point is a mute topic.
Yes.
It's just kind of silly.
I'm glad that you brought up Ghost Island, because obviously with everything going on, the two immunity challenge, well, one immunity challenge and the split of the tribe, which we're going to talk about next.
Then there was no Ghost Island.
There was no Ghost Island. And I feel like the name of the show is called Ghost Island. It's not called Double Elimination Survivor. And I feel like
this might be the second episode where they didn't have a Ghost Island.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah,
so
you're right.
So it's almost like, if you're not going to stay consistent with it, then why have it?
I agree with you at some point. Obviously, once again, the show is only an hour.
Yeah.
And they can't fit so much into an episode. But once again, I'm just going to refrain to my last statement, which is, if you're going to call it Ghost Island, then it should have Ghost Island in every episode.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Hey, I totally agree.
So this just brings me into the immunity challenge, which was a survivor first. And I asked you about it before we started.
And I'm so glad you did, because while I'm watching the episode, I'm thinking, oh, wait, have they ever done this before in Survivor? And granted, I would love for someone to correct me in the live chat, but if my knowledge serves me well, they've done double tribals before.
Yeah.
But I've never seen the merge be split in half to two separate tribal councils. It was very interesting, and I loved kind of seeing the dynamic and how they edited it. It was very, very fun.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that this was a really interesting twist. I feel like if they kept on this twist for this entire season, it would have been a better season than Ghost Island.
True.
With like double eliminations out of nowhere, I think that would have been kind of cool. So the immunity challenge consists of, you know, pulling up on the bar, clamping a ball between the jaws, and if you release the pressure, the ball drops. What I found interesting was that the ball dropped really fast. Like, if you let it slip just a little bit, it was like a domino effect. It just continued to go.
Well, Jeff did say, even if it just slips a little, it gets harder to really hold the whole contraption in place.
Right.
So, yeah, just one minor slip up, and people started dropping real fast. Like, Kellen, Michael, and then Donathan, just like that, were out.
Well, as soon as Michael dropped, I was like, this is the one that Michael needed to win.
100%.
And usually with immunity challenges, when somebody knows that they're on the chopping block, they fight even harder to win that immunity, and usually they're in like the top three, top two, because they feel like the pressure is on. That wasn't the case with Michael. Now I just want to divide the teams really quick. So obviously they have to divide the 10 member tribe into two teams of five, orange and purple. Orange consisted of Michael, Laurel, Dom, Wendell, and Kellen. Purple consisted of Chelsea, Sebastian, Angela, Jenna, and Donathan. Now when the tribes were split, what were your initial thoughts on each tribe?
I was so annoyed.
Why?
It's the reoccurring Navidi majority.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so tired of hearing it. It's boring.
Okay.
It's so boring. And the fact that it played out that way in both tribes, it was so predictable.
I
was like, none of the Malolos have a shot.
Yeah. You're right. And I get what you're saying. I was excited for both orange and purple. Orange because obviously, Michael had to fight for his life, and if he wasn't going to get it, I was hoping that because of the beginning of the episode where Dom was saying, you know, if I need to, I'll go against Wendell.
Right.
I was thinking that that would be like foreshadowing to kind of set them up where this would be a Wendell versus Dom kind of situation, and they were on the same tribe, so I was like, maybe it'll be Dom and Wendell situation. But that didn't happen, but I was excited for it to happen. On the other hand, with Purple had Chelsea and Angela, and if we know anything about Chelsea and Angela, they're two very strong female players when it comes to challenges.
Uh-huh,
so I was excited to see them play. Obviously, they didn't disappoint because they were final two on their own tribe. I'm going to be honest, I wasn't expecting it to be Dom and Wendell versing each other, though.
That's true.
Because I felt like it's too perfect. I thought Laurel would have
been at the top two for her side.
Or even Kellen, because Kellen's been up there as well.
That's true. She's been pretty consistent. I will say, though, if I can say one thing I really appreciated about it, is that I really love watching Laurel, Dom, and Wendell's relationship. So the fact that those three ended up on the same team, I was happy about.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably the only positive I can find.
I love how you said Wendell, Dom, and Kel and Laurel's relationship, because I feel like when it comes to those three, we always forget about Donathan because Donathan is associated with Laurel, and Laurel would bring Donathan into that four.
100%.
But I always forget about it. I'm one of those people. I always forget that Donathan is really, really close to Laurel.
Yeah.
And maybe it was because of this episode where he's literally on a different tribe this episode, but. Even in the past episodes, I always forget that Donathan is with Laurel. So that really makes them a five alliance, if you think about it. It's Laurel, Nam, Wendell, Kellen, and then Donathan. I think that Donathan would probably be on the bottom of that alliance.
I disagree.
Who would you say would be on the bottom?
Kellen.
Oh, that's right, because you think Kellen's going home next episode.
I do. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I want to hear what everybody else in the chat thinks about this five-person alliance, because it's a very strong alliance, and it's been rare that we've seen an alliance last this long. Like Wendell and Dom have been together since the beginning. They kind of wrangled in Kellen along the way,
and Laurel and Donathan have been together since the beginning.
I'm impressed that they've lasted as a five alliance this long. So another twist about this immunity challenge, and besides the split, was that the last person out of the 10 gets their tribe to go last to see who went home
before
them. Do you think that that is a benefit, an advantage, or a disadvantage?
I don't. I just think it was the fairest way to really calculate which tribe or which team was going to be going to tribal council first.
Really?
It made the most sense, yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to disagree with you. I think that having your tribe go last and seeing who is on the jury right before you, I think that that would be a benefit, because that could potentially change your game. I mean, that's a jury vote.
Yeah, but I also don't think it would have changed much in this situation.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because you go in with a plan already in place that if you see one person sitting on the jury, it would have had to been discussed among your team going into tribal. Like, if so-and-so's sitting over there, when we go to tribal, then we're changing our plan.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it was the fairest way for the production to go about how to maneuver the two tribals.
Yeah. So Dom and Wendell last pretty long. They go 30 minutes in. It's Chelsea versus Angela. Chelsea winds up pulling it out. Like I said, I wasn't surprised that it was Chelsea and Angela, because immediately when I saw them on the same tribe, I was like, they're probably going to be in the final two, because Chelsea and Angela and, like I said, Kellen have been notorious for being at least in top three, top
they're
four
the most
of
consistent.
These challenges. Mm-hmm. Right. So I was excited to see where they were going. I'm going to admit, I was hoping, as much as Chelsea's on my fantasy draft and I want to see her succeed, I was hoping that Angela would pull it out.
I was actually hoping Angela would pull it out.
Right? I want to know what everybody in the chat thinks,
too. Angela's just kind of invisible. Like, she's just, I forgot she was there, to be honest, until I saw it come down to her and Chelsea, and I was like, oh, right. Angela.
I feel like the only time that she is recognizable is when she does an immunity challenge, because, or a challenge in general, because she is so good at them. She's good at the eating challenges. She's good at other physical challenges in the past. And then she pretty much was really good in this as well, but Chelsea kind of pulled it out. I love the bickering between Dom and Wendell on the other side.
100%.
Do you think that was just for TV, though?
No, I think it was just this playful rivalry between two alpha males that love a good competition. And it's like two guys, you know, shooting the shiz on a basketball court.
I agree.
They're just, I found it to be like a playful camaraderie.
Right. And I think I've got a little bit of slack for calling Dom and Wendell alpha males, because they're not a Chris. They're not a Michael. They're not these like buff, physically intimidating players. But at the same time, I call them alpha males just because of their attitudes and their
it's all about the attitude,
right? And they're just the way that they carry themselves and their ability.
Because I wouldn't even consider Michael an alpha male.
That's true. I don't think that I would either. I mean, yeah, that's a good point. But I feel like in this specific challenge, just them like talking the way that they were talking to each other, that was too, like you said, alpha males just kind of like trying to be like, I'm better. No, I'm bigger. No, I'm better. Like, you know what I mean? I thought it was kind of cool.
I feel like they would have been happy regardless of who won.
Yes.
It wouldn't have been like a bitter taste in the mouth. It would have been like, congrats, you know?
Yeah. So two people are going home. Obviously, Dominic and Chelsea are not one of them. Back at camp, what I liked was Dom initially says that he wants to go after Michael, which was not a surprise, like I said. What shocked me was that Michael asked Donathan to borrow his idol. Mm-hmm. And I need to know your thoughts on this, because if you were in Donathan's situation, would you have let him?
It's really hard. I feel like it's one of those situations you would have to be there to really understand it. Mm-hmm. I don't blame Donathan for saying no.
Well, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah, I don't blame him for saying no.
I don't either. I'm going
to do I think it would have been a good idea to maybe entertain it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, to shoot someone down that quickly, I felt like could have been, I don't know. I feel like maybe that wasn't the best social gameplay.
Well, here's my thing. I don't know how much you know about the behind the scenes of Survivor, but if somebody gives you their idol and says it's just for you to borrow, if they keep that idol and they play it for themselves, does it count? Like, say Michael kept that idol and Donathan was like, no, I want it back. And Michael was like, no, you gave it to me. Can they play that? Can they, like, play that card? Or
I feel like that would be really shady for that person to do that.
I think so, too.
That it would just, to me, that would be a game ruiner for you.
Yeah.
I would feel like that's not even in the realm of the competition. That was just dirty.
Yeah.
And that would lose a vote, in
because
my opinion.
That's really the only kind of hesitancy that I would feel if I was in Donathan's shoes about letting this guy borrow my idol to kind of show people. But then at the same time, Michael's been on the chopping block from the beginning, and we say it time and time again, hey, if it's not my name, then I'm good.
Yeah, and that's, and I'm really glad you brought that up, because I do feel like Donathan should have entertained the idea. Mm-hmm. I don't think Michael would have kept the idol to himself. I don't feel like that's something he would do. I feel like Michael's been a pretty stand-up guy throughout this whole competition. That it's a little strange to me that Donathan didn't give Michael the idol, because I do feel like it could have been a really great plan.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, Donathan shut him down so quickly. And I'm like, you're not even entertaining this idea that could really benefit all Malolos.
Yeah.
If you gave Michael the idol to show, people might be a little bit more threatened, a little bit more believable. Because I don't think Dominic and Wendell would have turned on Laurel. If they thought that Michael had the idol, they would have voted Kellen regardless.
Do you really think that?
Yes, 100%.
Do you think that Wendell could have? Because I think Dom is a little bit more aligned with Kellen than he is with Laurel. Wendell has Laurel in his pocket. So do you think that Wendell could have gotten Dom in it and said, hey, let's vote Kellen instead?
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
I don't think Kellen is as close with Dominic and Wendell as Laurel is. I just don't.
Interesting.
Because the tribe swap, Kellen wasn't there. Laurel was with Dominic and Wendell from the tribe swap till this point.
Right.
And Kellen has kind of wavered in her loyalty because she was going to vote with the girls last week, and then that plan blew up. So it's just kind of like, Kellen is not loyal to those boys and the men, and I feel like Dominic and Wendell know that. So I feel like there could have been a way to really manipulate this plan of Michael being like, I have an idol, I'm playing it on myself regardless tonight.
Yeah.
And letting it at least be some kind of defensive mechanism to make them think, oh yeah, he has an idol, we can't risk it, there's only five of us voting, let's just all put our votes on Kellen tonight. Yeah. It would have been worth entertaining that. Because I don't think Donathan's going to be in the final three. I just don't.
I'm going to agree with you on that. I don't think he's going to be in the final three either. And like I said in past episodes, never close a door. Really quick, you guys, if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, we've got a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our very own AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let her know that it was her survival panel that sent you to her, because we get the credit. I love it when Maria shouts us out. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out, you guys. It's a great podcast if you're, you know, on your way to work, you're stuck in LA traffic or whatever traffic, whatever city you're from. If you're at the gym, I definitely listen to it, and I really like it. One of my co-hosts from the from Walking Dead is on there, Daryl Christensen. He guest hosts sometimes. So check it out, you guys. It's a great podcast for those who are in the market for a new podcast. Back to the topic. I see you interacting with some of the chat. What's going on in there really quick?
Honestly, it's a little confusing. Just a lot of people hating on Kellen.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm really surprised because
people agreeing that Kellen is not, like, in with Wendell and Dominic as much as Laurel
is. Well, that kind of brings me to my next topic, because Michael tells Callum that he has an idol, and she, like, believes him.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But do you think it's because, like, don't forget, it's day 29. Now, day 29, we have what? 15 days left?
10.
Oh, gosh, really? Is it 10 days? Mm-hmm. Jesus. Paranoia is really going to start to set in. So can we really blame Kellen for believing Michael that he has an idol?
Plus, oh, no, not at all.
He has had found two idols in the past.
I don't blame her for believing it, but I also don't understand why she ran to Dominic and told him in the first place.
Because I think she needed that assurance.
But this could have been a move for her to be like, Michael has an idol, let's make a move on Dominic. Like, if Kellen was really playing the game, she would have tried to make a move rather than run to the person that... Kellen and people in the, I feel like someone in, I don't know where it went. But yeah, a lot of people are hating on Kellen's gameplay, and I just feel like she didn't see it this as an opportunity.
I agree.
I'm so tired of this Navidi BS. Like, yes. It's over. You're not Navidi anymore. Like, stop talking about it as a viewer. I'm frustrated as a fan of this game. Yes. It's boring, and I'm like, want to get into the beach and just shake all of them. Like, it's boring.
I'm going to agree with you. I feel like this is the one of the first seasons of Survivor where they have taken their original tribes and their tribe names and whatever to the end.
100%. And it makes me wonder how many of them are recruited, to be honest. They probably are like, oh, I didn't really watch any of these shows, but I've watched the last like 3 or 4 seasons because casting told me to. And it's like, they're so fixated on the idea of sticking together as a tribe from the very beginning to the end, when it's like, no, that never works. And it's boring. I mean, it's not good gameplay.
But just to play devil's advocate to that, it is working for Dom and Wendell, and it is working for Laurel and Donathan.
Yes, but they're working, the four of them are working together. They're not sticking to their original tribe. They're working together as a unit. True. They were able to blend the two tribes, which is why I'm rooting for the four of them.
Right.
I'm like, you guys literally dropped all tribal lines and are seeing an opportunity to have numbers, strength. Like, you have a strong foursome, which is why I think these four will be towards the end.
It's a very good point. Now, Kellen not only doesn't seize this opportunity, but then she goes to Chelsea and she just, once again, playing to her paranoia, tells Kellen that she feels like it's going to be her and that she wants to go after Laurel. She also goes to Wendell and tells Wendell that she wants to go after Laurel. And Wendell, like I said in the beginning, not everybody knows that Laurel is in his back pocket. So Wendell immediately is like, no, 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 no. She's with me. Mm-hmm. Now, Wendell is like, if I have to go against Kellen, I will. I think that what you said earlier about the two of them merging together and nobody knowing about it is one of the smartest plays I've ever seen.
100%.
I mean, I just think that it's brilliant. Because like I said, you have ears everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just think it's fascinating. So Laurel thinks that Dom and Wendell should protect her and vote for Kellen because she saved Dom last episode. Did you agree with her in that instance?
Yeah, and that's why, and I also feel like they're all very loyal to each other. I think that they would have entertained the idea. If they all really believed Michael had an idol, I really do feel like Kellen would have gone. I do.
Yeah.
But the plan didn't work because Donathan didn't seize this as an opportunity either.
Yes.
Like, Kellen and Donathan, I just want to shake both of them. If you guys are really hardcore fans at this game, you're literally riding coattails of players that are huge, that are front runners to win this competition. And instead of seizing that as an opportunity of like, oh, I can take this and run with it and take out a powerhouse.
Yeah.
You don't do anything.
Yeah.
Desiree tried.
I know.
She tried. And she all of really you literally did. Like, no, I don't want to do it yet. And it's like,
yeah, big moves scare these people. What I found interesting, though, is that Wendell says that he would vote for Kellen to save Laurel. And that, once again, just proves more of your point of, yeah, I think you're right. Wendell will definitely save save Laurel before he saves anybody else.
100%.
Kellen says that she's going to use her extra vote tonight. Am I the only one who forgot that she had an extra vote that she got?
I forgot she did until tonight. But that's another reason why I'm like, you had an opportunity, Kellen, and you completely dropped the ball. Like, you had an extra vote. If you would have just taken and believed the information Michael gave you, which either way, you could have just used Michael as a vote.
Yeah.
You could have either forced a tie or used that extra vote towards one of the bigger competitors. Like, it just, ugh.
Yeah. I mean, it was still a tie, though.
Yes,
but it might have been a coincidental tie, but right. It was still a tie. But you're saying that she could have used that extra vote. She could have used Michael as a number and really switched this game up.
Yep.
I agree with you. I completely agree with you. So just to go to the other tribe really quick, the purple tribe, I feel like we were talking about Sebastian, Wendell, Dom, Kellen a lot because I felt like they were the more exciting of the two. But then when we get to the other tribe, the purple tribe, if you will, Sebastian, Angela, and Chelsea, who are old Navidi, I know how much you love that.
God, nauseating.
They want to vote for Jenna, which wasn't surprising to me. What was surprising to me is that Jenna, they tell Jenna that it's going to be Donathan. Now, Jenna goes over to Donathan and plays this whole pity party to kind of make him believe that it's going to be her so that he doesn't play his idol.
And all of this, too, was literally dumb on Jenna's behalf. Like, Jenna, these three Navidi people are never going to work with you. Mm-hmm. They've made that very clear. Yes. They all came to you and said they're voting out Donathan. You already have this knowledge mm-hmm. of Donathan having an idol mm-hmm. that going to Donathan just saying, hey, they're voting for you. You need to play your idol. Sure, that would at least maybe make a plan. But Donathan felt like they were going to vote for Jenna.
Yeah.
That if those two would have voted Sebastian, which Donathan said, let's vote Sebastian together. They're yep. going to vote for you. I might use my idol on you. Like,
once again, a missed opportunity.
So many missed opportunities tonight that it was yep. frustrating to yep. watch.
Yes. I think what I love, though, about this is that Donathan told Jenna that he might play the idol for her. I never once believed that. I feel like it was just for TV where, because it was the Ty and Scott idol mm. From the previous, or from their season, and because Ty didn't use it on Scott and Scott went home and blah, 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 I feel like the producers were telling Donathan, just tease that you might play it on Jenna. I feel like he never had any intention on playing it on Jenna.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think he would have played it on Jenna, but I think Jenna dropped the ball at Tribal. She had the most defeated attitude mm. that if I was sitting behind her, I would have thought, something is fishy. Something is up. Why are you coming in here and you're not fighting?
Yeah.
You literally just like sat there and you're like, oh, I already know I'm going. Let's get to the vote.
Yeah.
If I had an idol, I'd go, something's fishy. You're a little too confident that you're going and I'm going to play the idol on myself instead.
Well, that's what Donathan did.
Right. Which was smart.
Right.
But I just, again, missed opportunity.
I agree with you. Well, that just brings us into the first tribal, which is really weird to say today. First tribal, the purple tribal. What I loved about this is that initially the jury comes in, Chris, Libby, and Desiree, and they're shocked. They're like, why are there only five of you here? And then they obviously hear what happened, and they're like, oh, that's kind of cool. Sebastian says it's obviously one of the Malolo. Pretty much everybody is like, it's either going to be Donathan or Jenna.
Right. Just really quick, yeah. Rihanna in the chat said,
Rihanna
Jenna,
B, I love her.
Yeah, Rihanna, she said, Jenna was trying to look defeated so Donathan would give her his idol. Yes, I agree with you, but that's where I also am like, I would have questioned why you were that defeated.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, it seemed like she had information that Donathan didn't know.
Mm.
And of course, if you have the idol, it's smarter to just play it on yourself.
Right. Well, as much as I knew that he wasn't going to play it on Jenna, after the tribal and the very little talk that they had, pretty much Jeff says it's one of the shortest tribals they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
When Donathan said there's always tricks up people's sleeves, I thought that he was going to seek a moment. I thought that he was going to seize an opportunity and figure out a big move to make. And they didn't show it to us on camera, which has happened before this season. And I was like literally holding my breath when he said that he was going to play his idol. But then he said he's going to play it for himself.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this could be really smart, which it kind of was. He did kind of one vote.
Well, because the whole time I was thinking, oh my gosh, this could literally be setting up Donathan for a big upset, because mm-hmm. if he was really, let's say hypothetically he played the idol on yep. Jenna would have had all of her three votes completely nullified,
yep.
and then Donathan would have had the one vote from Jenna
mm-hmm.
from Jenna,
yeah,
and then Donathan voted for Sebastian,
and yeah,
can you imagine having played your idol on someone you thought was your ally, yes. but in return she voted for you, mm-hmm. and now you're in a tie, now you're being sent home,
right,
when he went on a limb for her.
Yes.
Which, it was really frustrating to watch. Like, she literally dug her own grave.
Right, which is another reason why I was hoping that he wouldn't play it for her, because not only did not only would that have backfired on him, but at the same time, I didn't really appreciate how Jenna reacted to this entire situation.
What did you expect?
Like, if Donathan came up to me and was like, I'm thinking about playing it for you, this woman was in the private interviews was like, well, he's an idiot. I'd have been like, well, maybe I should reconsider voting for
him. What benefit would you have gotten by voting him out?
Because clearly,
these three Navidis aren't going to work with you.
Right, but at the same time, I'm going like on a human like decency level. Yep. Like, this person's literally wanting to save you. This is $1 million on the line, and you have the audacity to still sit there and say that you would vote for him.
100%.
Rather than, hey, I can see that this person would be loyal to me. Clearly, they're ready to save my life. And not seize an opportunity to work with this person.
100%. People in the live chat, Eric Olson saying, oh, wait, where did it's moving really fast. Royal 15 says, Jenna dug her own grave. Yeah. Thomas McGee, Jenna oversold it. Let's see. Bria Carter, so many dumb mistakes that were made at both tribal council. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys in the chat, we love having your comments. We love that you interact with us throughout the episode. If you are listening to us on iTunes, make sure you give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a little comment so that other people can view our podcast. You are the reason why we are here. You are the reason why we do this show. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't really be here. We wouldn't want to be here because we love interacting with you guys. You guys make our lives so much easier. So thank you. Jenna gets voted out. What I loved about this was that I wonder how that felt. For Jenna.
Just walk over to the jury.
You could just walk over. At least everybody else on the jury had the opportunity to go to Ponderosa. And if you do watch Ponderosa, which you definitely should, they at least have a day to process. Because that night, you honestly do not process what just happened. You literally just got kicked out of a game that could have given you $1 million. And people usually, if you watch Ponderosa, it really doesn't really hit them until the next day. Mm-hmm. So for Jenna to go straight over to the jury... Like, I would be like, there's so much going on for me right now. Like, I don't...
And I wish we would have seen your final words, because I would have loved to know, A, were you more upset that Donathan didn't play the idol on you? Mm-hmm. Or were you more upset at the fact that the three Navidi completely played you?
Yes.
Because then it's like, hello, what did you expect?
Yeah.
They were never going to work with you. They've made this very clear since the merge.
I know. Yeah. Which brings us into our second tribal council, the Orange Tribe, if you will. They see Jenna on the jury. They obviously know that Jenna's on the jury. What I loved about this is that Laurel, your favorite player, kind of calls out Navidi, and she says, or the two existing tribes, if you will, when she says Navidi's been playing the same game since the beginning.
It's amazing to me, though, because I feel like she's really setting herself up for a win, because let's say she's sitting at the end with Dominic and Wendell. Mm-hmm. Laurel didn't burn any of her Malolos.
Right.
And she was able to figure out a way to break into the Navidi mess.
Yes.
If I'm on the jury, I'm going to think, girl, you did something right, because they were sticking together as Navidi, mm-hmm. and you have made that very clear to every tribal, but somehow you are still there at the end as a Malolo.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Laurel is playing it so smart that if I was an original Malolo on the jury, I would look at her and go, you clearly did something.
Yeah.
You got my vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like most of the Malolos would vote Laurel to win.
And there are mostly Malolos, as Jeff said, this episode on the jury.
Yep.
What I liked about this tribal was that everybody was everywhere, and we saw that in the votes. So Kellen is scared of Michael. Laurel is scared of Kellen and Michael. I mean, Dom is scared of Kellen because he doesn't know what she's going to do, because clearly her paranoia is just taking her in all kinds of ways. And Laurel literally said, Laurel's fate in this episode rested in Michael's hands. Mm-hmm. And if Michael had played an idol, she would have been the new Libby, where she would have went home because Michael had an idol.
Yep.
Where she wasn't the intended target, Michael was, but because he plays an idol, she would have went home.
Yep.
I kind of, and this is no insult to Laurel because I think she's a great player, but if Michael had pulled out another idol, I think that that would have pretty much put him in top 10 of all-time Survivor players, because he's literally been on the bottom. And granted, a lot of Survivor players have been on the bottom for plenty of seasons, but Michael, for some reason, is just so resilient. And I kind of wanted, not saying this as selfishly because he's on my fantasy draft team, but I really wanted him to stay in the game. And I was sad that he got voted out tonight.
Yeah, I really enjoyed watching Michael, especially for being 18 years old.
Mm.
Like, I feel like he really held his own, and he should be very impressed with the way he played the game.
Yeah. What I loved about the tribal is that Laurel, after Kellen kind of professes her love for Michael, saying how good-looking he is, because he is, Laurel goes, I want compliments, too.
I know. Tribal council is more fun to watch.
Exactly. I think that, I think... Your prediction of Laurel being a front runner in this and having a very good chance of winning, I mean, I love her. She's charming. She's smart.
But I'm really curious because Rihanna B, or is it Ryan? I don't know how to pronounce it. But they're saying, I don't think Laurel would win against Dom or Wendell unless it's a bitter jury. And I really don't think it would be considered a bitter jury if Laurel won. I feel like Laurel won because she played the game.
I agree.
And I'm not sitting back watching her thinking, oh, she's just coasting by. Mm-hmm. She really is the brains of the operation of the Dominic and Wendell, in my opinion, from a viewer standpoint. And I think there's a lot to be said that a lot of what comes down to the final tribal is who's articulate and who's good with words.
Yes.
And Laurel has proven that time and time again. And I feel like as a tribal council situation for a final tribal, she will be able to really maneuver the questions to really be seen as the better player.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying she's not a good player. I think she's a great player.
She is a great player.
I don't think she's getting enough credit.
I also think that she is smarter and like just mental wise than Dom and Wendell, where if she is in the top three, and because jury questions, if we saw last season, the winner of that really do change people's minds on the jury. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if she got to the final three with them and they asked them all questions, even if they had their mindset on Wendell or Dom, Laurel would answer the question in a way that would sway their vote.
And it's not even just the way she speaks. It's her social game. Like, she hasn't turned on anyone without having a reason to. A lot of the Malolos that are over there, she didn't vote for herself. Right. And so it's just like, you are able to make the moves you needed to without ruffling feathers or without causing chaos. Yes. Where Dominic, he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way at the very beginning and has kind of had to take a back seat. And when the tribe swap happened, Laurel really was able to integrate herself between two of the strongest men in the game as shields.
Yeah.
People are not forgetting about Laurel.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just feel like she's very underrated.
Kellen almost messed things up, though, at Tribal tonight because she played her extra vote. I mean, this could have been easy. This could have been... Everybody voted for Michael. Not everybody voted for Michael, but Michael could have easily just went home. But Laurel, I mean, Kellen took it upon herself to use her extra vote to vote for Laurel, which causes a tie between Michael and Laurel. So then to do a revote, and obviously Michael was going to go home. Were you nervous that they would have shifted their vote to Laurel?
Mm-mm.
You aren't?
No. I'm convinced those three are ride or die to the end.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I would not be surprised if they were final three together.
It's a good prediction, and I'm excited to talk about more predictions in a second. So what I liked about the final vote out was that Michael got hugged on his way out. Obviously, just his tribe respectfully acknowledging that he played a really, really good game.
Yes.
Like, he did everything in his power. He never gave up like Jenna did. And I feel like that's what that was acknowledged of. And I just had to bring it up because Jenna's sitting on the jury. She's obviously still bitter about it. And she says, well, nobody hugged me. I'm like, well, you kind of gave up. You literally placed your game on a giving up kind of attitude.
Michael at least put up a fight.
Right.
I didn't see
but
a
granted,
fight
But granted, maybe
Jenna.
Her giving up attitude was kind of like her last saving grace, and maybe that was the only card she could play, but I don't think that was the case. I think that she could have changed some stuff up. A lot of missed opportunities this episode. I want to go into the amazing graphic that you sent us because let's find out who survived on our fantasy draft. Unfortunately, I am down to two players, Chelsea and Dom, which I'm not upset about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not upset about it. Paige, unfortunately, lost... Did she lose anybody?
Jenna.
She lost Jenna. That's right. See, I totally forgot about Jenna. She still has Kellen, Angela, and Wendell. And you, sir, have Sebastian, Laurel, and Donathan.
Yes.
Fascinating.
I'm telling you right now, I'm predicting this. You, Paige, and I will each have someone in the final three.
I agree. I'm hoping that my two don't fizzle out. I hope they don't turn black and white before we get to the final. So let's get into some news and gossip, because I have a little bit of news and gossip. Not anything crazy, you guys. So Desi went to Ponderosa, and I don't know if you guys have watched her Ponderosa, but it was pretty fascinating. She's mostly excited about how much weight she's lost and surprised about that. But her plan, she said, to realityt.com was to get the guys out from the beginning. And the only reason I wanted to bring that up was because we talked about the girls aligning themselves, and we were surprised that nobody tried to do this all-girl alliance to get some of the more powerful guys out.
I know.
And that's what Desi's plan was the whole time, but nobody wanted to... The stars just never aligned for Desi.
And I really enjoyed watching her.
Yeah, me too. I did too. And if you watch her Ponderosa, she's just as charming as she is on the show. And that made me like her even more. She's a little bit of Nigerian. I love her. She's trying to teach Libby and Chris how to dance. So if you haven't watched That's Ponderosa, amazing. Go and watch it. Speaking of Libby, Libby is also working as a model, just like Michael is now. Unfortunately, she was asked some questions about her experience at Ponderosa. She wasn't able to answer some of those because she's on a model shoot in London, apparently. But good for her. I'm glad that there are careers outside of Survivor, and her and Michael could just, you know, be the two models in a relationship together. So nice.
Was that confirmed, though?
I don't know, but I can't figure it out. I'm still saying that they are.
Like, I want it to be, but I'm like, I can't figure it out. It's so cryptic on social media.
Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I mean, it is LA. They both live out in LA now. They're both models. The modeling world isn't that big.
And Michael's at Ponderosa now, so maybe we'll see some kind of romance, like,
I know. Awesome. If you guys don't watch Ponderosa for any other reason, to see Michael and Libby together, maybe that would be your reason. I want to talk about something, maybe a little bit of throwback. But back in February, Jenna Maraska, Amazon season winner, that was back in 2003, you guys, allegedly back in January, bit a cop after being revived in a drug overdose. She was found in her SUV. She was one of the youngest female winners of the show's history. And it's just kind of unfortunate that this is where her life has taken her. You know,
it's really sad.
According to DMZ, somebody was driving by and she was passed out behind the wheel at a stop sign. And then when they tried to revive her in the ambulance on the way to the hospital, she woke up and bit one of the officers on the forearm. The officer is obviously okay, and I believe Jenna Maraska is okay. I didn't follow up with anything else on the article, but you know, our best goes out to Jenna Maraska. I hope that she can turn her life around.
Agreed, because yeah. I loved her on Survivor.
So did I. I was like looking at her photos and I was like, wow, that was a really good season. I was so young, but it was such a good season. So yeah, that's our news and gossip. Let's go into predictions, you guys.
Yay!
And now you're after Buzz TV.
So I'm going to shoot it over to you, James. I know that you're interacting with some people in the chat right now. Maybe I'll give you a chance to do that.
Sorry, it's just Royal 15 said James for Survivor 38 or 39.
I know. I feel like the three of us, you, me, and Paige, just need to be on.
Gotta go for it.
Yeah. One of my predictions is because Kellen kind of screwed over Laurel on this and almost got her out, mm-hmm. I feel like there's going to be a feud between Laurel and Kellen. And the only reason I think that Laurel wouldn't get to the final three or whatever with Dom and Wendell is because of Kellen. Now, the only reason I say that is because we've obviously acknowledged that Kellen is a very smart player. Yes, her paranoia does set in, but at the same time, I feel like Kellen will wrangle some votes and use people to get Laurel out. And that's the only thing that I'm afraid of. But I like both of them, but I just, you know, this is one of my predictions.
My guess is Kellen is next.
Okay.
I think she'll go next, mm-hmm. Just because she is kind of paranoid and neurotic and if anything, maybe it'll be a tie next week because I just feel like Dominic, Wendell, Laurel, and Donathan, those four are going to stay strong.
Okay.
It's just a matter of who's going to be the fifth vote for Kellen or if it's going to be 4-4 tie. Yeah. I don't know. Either way, I think Kellen's next. I think Laurel, Dominic, and Wendell will be final three, if not in the finale together. Hmm. And Donathan, I think, will be in the finale episode. I just don't think he'll be in the final three.
Hmm. Okay. That's a good prediction.
Angela and Chelsea, it's a blur to me.
I think,
same with Sebastian.
But see, I think Kellen might go and work with Angela and Chelsea. That's just one of my predictions. You never know what can happen. You guys, we want to hear some of your predictions. Keep continuing the conversation on the YouTube chat. Like I said, if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. Give us a thumbs up on the YouTube chat. It has been a pleasure discussing this episode with you, James. Welcome back. I know
Thank you.
Going to be gone next episode.
I know, I'll be in Toronto.
That's okay, because next episode is the, if you watch the preview, it's going to be the family visit.
My favorite.
I know, it's all of our favorites. Paige loves that, so we will be holding it down for you. Let everybody know where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at James Wallington or on Instagram at Where's Wallington.
And I am Timothy Michael. You guys, you can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday night for the Survivor episode 10 Woo! Recap. We'll see you guys next week.
Good night.
Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. to watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.